Parshas Bo is the parsha where it's in this gala, the Ritzoinus of the Yid, what the Emistika Ritzoinus of the Yid are, and the Emistika Ritzoinus of the Goy. Chlal, not just Parshas Bo the Frat, but with Chlal, Bo from Chlali, the whole Sefer, the whole Inyan of Golas Mitzrayim, the previous parashas of Tumim and Gala, the Ritzoin of what the Ritzoin of a Goy Be'emes is and what the Ritzoin of a Yid really is. You see that the whole story of Mitzrayim has to do with Ritzoin, because the famous Gemara in Brochus, the Gemara says in Brochus, Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzoinecho, but what should we do? The Sa'ar Shavi'isa is Ma'akev. So the Yitzhahara there in the Gemara in Brochus, the Yitzhahara is called the Sa'ar Shavi'isa, the Chometz. So Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzoinecho. Our Ritzon is to do your Ritzon, but the Sa'ar Shavi'isa, which is the Chometz, is Ma'akev. So you see that Chometz, the Gemara there means the Yitzhahara, but if it says Chometz, it means Chometz Daika, Chometz Bimyuchat, Chometz especially, has to do with the idea of being Ma'akevas from Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzonecho. Chometz is Ma'akev, Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzonecho. The whole story, it says Mitzrayim is Hepecha Chometz. Hepecha Chometz, the Indian of Matzah, the Indian of Hepecha Chometz. So Mameda, the whole Indian of Yitzis Mitzrayim has to be the Indian of to be Megala Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzonecho. They left Mitzrayim and they left Bechipozan, and therefore the Matzah didn't become Chometz, therefore it stayed Matzah, and that's why we have a Mitzvah of Matzah. So it means that with leaving Mitzrayim was Megala that Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzonecho. There was no Chometz, it didn't become Chometz. If it didn't become Chometz, there was no Sa'ar Shavi'isa. If there's no Sa'ar Shavi'isa, so then that's Megala that Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzonecho. So Yitzis Mitzrayim is Megala. Yitzis Mitzrayim is Megala that Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzonecho. What's the sod? Why is it that this Sa'ar Shavi'isa is taka called the Yetzahara? In what way is this Chometz called the Yetzahara? So from this Gemara and Brachas we learn out of the Gebaltik Yisod. What we learn out from this Gemara and Brachas is the Indian of Chometz, and Rashi even brings it down in this week's parasha, that the Indian of Chometz, we learn out from there, Ein Machmitzin is a Mitzvah. Ein Machmitzin is a Mitzvah means don't delay during the Mitzvah. Ein Machmitzin is a Mitzvah. Mitzvah bo liyotcha al tachmitzena. Don't make the mitzvah into chametz. Meaning, don't push it off. Don't push it off. Don't show you're not interested. Adarabi, you have to show the Adarabi. The quicker you do the mitzvah, the more zrizus you have when you do the mitzvah, the more it's megala that your rotzen is to do the mitzvah. If a person has a rotzen to do the mitzvah, so he does the mitzvah right at the beginning. If a person doesn't want to do the mitzvah, so he pushes it off to the last minute. So you see from there, chametz has to do with the inyan of tachmitzena, which is hepech haratzen. Somebody who's got a ratzen to do something wants to do it as soon as possible. That's why if you have a ratzen to do something, you run to do it. That's what we would say, that the root of ratzen is rots, to run. Because if you want to do something, you really want to do it as soon as possible. So you run, you don't walk, you run to do it. So ratzen and rats means the quicker you do it, the more zrizus is megala, this is your ratzen. Machmetz, machmitzeno is megala, then it's not your ratzen. The Yitzhahara is called, Sa'ar Shavi'isa is called the Chometz, because he takes away our Ratzin to do the Mitzvah. He doesn't take away the Ratzin, the Ratzin still lay, he covers over the Ratzin, he doesn't let us feel that Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzonecho. So that's why it's called Chometz. Because Chometz means that you're not desperate to do it. Chometz means that you're machmitz mitzvahs. Chometz means you're machmitz mitzvahs. And that's why by Shmura Matzah, the Indian of Shmira, the more valuable it is for you, the more you guard it. Jewelry, gold, silver, valuable things, things that are valuable, you guard. Things that are valuable, you guard. Ushmartem is a Matzah. Chazal or not, also, a mitzvah bov yotcha al tachmitzana. A mitzvah is a tyre, a mitzvah is a precious thing. So mitzvah goes hand in hand with cheshek, and the zrizus that you do the mitzvah shows how much cheshek and how much rotzen you have to do the mitzvah. That's the sort of zrizim adim in the mitzvahs. Zrizim adim in the mitzvahs is show how much cheshek and how much rotzen you have to do the mitzvah. That was the one. So that's hepecha chometz. So that's all when you destroy the chometz. When you destroy the musug of tachmitzena, then you take a zara as a mitzvah. in the perek of Boitkinas Achomets, the first perek of Psachim, that you have the sugi of Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs. Because Oir Labaasa Boitkinas Achomets and Oir Aner, Bir Achomets brings Zrizis. Bir Achomets shows the Yavcheshe, Bir Achomets brings Zrizis. So made the whole Indian of the Yetzahara is to take away our Zrizis. The biggest Yetzahara is to stay in bed in the morning. Because that's Hevach HaZrizus. Hevach HaZrizus means Keilu the Yitzhar is trying to show you that you don't want, that you, it's Ein Ritzoyim Chalasus, Ritzoyim Malkeinu. It's a Shekha V'chazav, Avada Ritzineinu Lasus. But that's his job, that's what he does. So Chometz and Matzah means Zrizus. Matzah means a Shmartem, it's precious to you. Matzah means Zrizus. You see the Matzah factory, how quickly they are, that's the whole thing. They have to do everything very fast. That it should become chometz. Doing everything very fast is zrizus. Is zrizus. Doing it fast is zrizus. Matzah you got to do fast. Because matzah is hepach al chometz. Chometz is ma'akev ritzenein ulasis ritzenecha. The sor shev isa is ma'akev. So make sure it doesn't become chometz means make sure to do everything with zrizus. And then you'll stay with ritzenein ulasis ritzenecha. Becomes chometz, then you don't feel anymore ritzenein. If you make sure it doesn't become chometz, then you have the Ritzenenu, then you have the whole time the Ritzenenu lasis Ritzenecha. That's the Zrizus by Matzah. It's all about Zrizus. It's all about being Megala, that's the Ratzin. The famous Rambam in Perek Sheni, Hilchos Gerishin, in the Inyan of Makinoi Sachiyem Eroitzani. So it's the Peladi Kazakh, but this is Mamish, the place where the Rambam gives. The Rambam gives a whole Amen. The Rambam gives a whole Musa Shmuz. Based in Chamokim, Makinoi Sashim, a Reitzani, Vyichte Baget. The Lashon from the Heilige Rambam is Fichach Zeh Sheni Roitza Legarish Me'achash Hu Roitza Lias Mi'Yisrael Roitza Hu, because he's a Yid, Roitza Hu Lasis HaMitzvus O Lestrachim Min Averis Yitzra Hu Shetokfei Kiva Shehukah Shetoshash Yitzra. The Makis is weakens the Yitzra V'Omar Roitza Ni Kvagirish Liritzoi Na'ai. The Lashon of the Heilige Rambam is can't be Medayik like a brisker Rambam, a different Rambam, but this one not. So this is a Rambam, you have to be medayik all the Svarim, like all the Svarim, medayik Rambams. Miachashu roitza li yasmi Yisrael. Roitza ulasis kol ha-mitzvus ul yisrachik un ha-vezvi. Yitzra ushe tokfei. So therefore, v'kim she hukah and shetosha shitzra. For that, you need makas. So that's the sod of the Esa Makas in Mitzrayim. It says that the Esa Makas in Mitzrayim, the Zoya says, was no good rofi. It was no good, it was a novel for the Mitzrayim, was plagued for the Mitzrayim, but it was a Rafi, it was a refuah for Klal Yisrael. The pshat is that the Mitzrayim is the Yitzhara. Mitzrayim corresponds to the Yitzhara. And the Eden were tichvay to avoid, everything was heavy, they didn't know what they wanted, but they shamu el Moshe. The Makas, which the Mitzrayim got, those Makas brought about the Ritzenein Ulasis Ritzenecha by the Eden. Mamisha Mitzrayim was an oifen of Makinoi Sachiyem Eroitzani. Because it's a lechora a pellet. In English, they call the 10 plagues. Plagues is not makas. Ten esa makas should have been translated the 10 slaps. Ten makas. It's not called 10 magefas. It's called. Why is it called inin makas? Inin makas is makinoyis Hashem eroitzani. At the day the Rebbein Shalom was makah the Mitzrim. Makah the Mitzrim means was makah the koyach the sori shebeisa, which is preventing Klal Yisrael from feeling ritzenenu lasis ritzenecha. Every time the Mitzrayim got a Makkah, and that was Toshash Yitzrom, because the Mitzrayim is the Yitzhara. Toshash Yitzrom, so Bershom was banging the Yitzhara. That was Megale Mor Ratzon by Eden. So therefore you see, on the other hand, that towards the end of the Makkahs, Eden already having a Meredith Ratzon, Ritzenenu Lasas Ritzenecha. In this week's parasha, the Rebbein Shalom gave the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And there the pasuk says, "Vayelchu," but twice, "Vayelchu," "Vayasu," even though they were commanded already Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If they commanded Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what's Rabbi Yelchu v'Yasu? No, the pshat is that the Yidin had such cheshev. Rashi brings down, the Farshim bring down the Rashi. They had such cheshev to do the mitzvah. Yelchu, they were so ready to do the mitzvah. The mala olem akosum keilu asah. Which means they were showing that we want to do the mitzvah already. Oinus, it's not the time. It's not Yud Dalet Nisan. Well, mala olem akosum keilu asah. That's the chiddush by Korban Pesach where it says Vayelchu v'Yasu. The Korban Pesach had to be eaten by Chipazon. Chipazon means Zrizus. Chipazon means in haste. Zrizus. Ritzenenu to go out. Ritzenenu to be part of. Ritzenenu to be lechtech achra b'amid b'beretz lezeruah. Na'alechem raglechem alkelchem raglechem. They were showing their rots and they were showing their cheshek. Ritzenenu liris malkeinu. That's what they were showing. They were showing their rots and Ritzenenu liris malkeinu. So this Vayelchu v'Yasu by the Korban Pesach, showing how much cheshek they had, that was Megala the Rotzen. Mitzrayim had so many makas already. Mitzrayim is the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara was so weakened already. The Seor Shavi'isa was so weakened already that it wasn't makev, the Ritzenenu lasas Ritzenecha. Normally, Ritzenenu lasas Ritzenecha, Seor Shavi'isa makev. Here, the Seor Shavi'isa got such klep, such pitch, that he couldn't be ma'akev anymore. The Ritzenenu lasas Ritzenecha. Therefore, was nizgala by Klal Yisrael moedig haratzon to do mitzvahs. V'ata eriyom v'eriyah. We didn't have mitzvahs. You know the Rashi here, Masiyim and Cheresh Oimer. The Rashi here in this week's parasha. V'ata eriyom v'eriyah. We had cheshit to do mitzvahs. We had the ratzon to do mitzvahs. We didn't have mitzvahs yet, but we had the ratzon to do mitzvahs. Ritzenenu lasas Ritzenecha. That we did have, and for that the Rabban Shalom gave us the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Sina Sekumai. Well, that shows us, that teaches us a more dikazach. We know the klal, difference by Yidin and by Goyim. That Yidin wants to do a mitzvah. Choshev la'asas mitzvah, benenes, v'lo benenes, v'lo yasa. Mala v'kozum ki lasa. By an afeira, no, chutz me'a v'dezora, whatever, sugi in kiddushin. That Yid is mahara to do an afeira. Say the hero afeira might be awesome. Not talking about the hero afeira. Talking about he's mahara to do an afeira, but he doesn't do the afeira. It's not considered. What's the vod? The vod is, because a Yid wants to do the Aveira, a Yid wants to do a mitzvah, is Ritzenenu lasas Ritzenecha. That's the in Yid. Like the Lashon of the Rambam. He's a Yid, and a Yid wants to do Ratzon, a Yid wants to do mitzvahs. Ritzolik says that the reason why a person, the Ratzon and the Cheshek, they bring to the actual Maisa, the Pa'ula. A person doesn't want to do something, Taki, he might never do it because he doesn't want to do it. But a person got Ratzon and Cheshek to do something, he'll break through all the Mechitzas and all the mechshoil and the stumbling blocks, and he'll do it. So a Yid, who so much wants to do a mitzvah, is such a ratzon to do a mitzvah, it must be that ratzon is going to end up doing a mitzvah. Ay, nenas, his onions. Malo v'kosav ki lasoy. Because the ratzon and the cheshev that he had to do the mitzvah, that's nechshav like the mitzvah. Because that's what leads a person to do a mitzvah. But an avera, a Yid doesn't want to do an avera. So till he actually does the avera b'poil, he's done nothing. So this whole vort of do a mitzvah, malavak, this whole vort of a yid choshev lasas mitzvah v'lo yasa malavak kosav ki lasoy, that's his gal over here by the Korban Pesach v'yilchu v'yasa, they haven't done it yet, so malavak kosav ki lasoy, they've already done it because it's shown how much rotz and nacheshek they have. Korban Pesach is megala how much rotz and nacheshek yidin have to do rotz and Hashem. The mokum of cheshek is the mokum that brings cheshek to a person. Is the mokum is the ayin roya leif choymed, and then the bris mila. As you do the chinuch, and he says the main of bris mila is to be memaya the cheshek for tanugim. That's the mokum of cheshek. That's why the sugi of zrizim akdimim and some mitzvahs is regarding mitzvahs mila there. Because Mila is very connected to the Indian of Zrizin. Because Mila, that's what the Ratzon of the Cheshek, the Ratzon of the Cheshek also, that it, of a Yid is. And Mela, the Mitzvah Mila is that you have to channel the Ratzon of the Cheshek the right way. So Mela is Zrizin Magdimin by Mila. Mila is a Makor of Zrizin Magdimin. In Psochem. Sugi in Psochem. Mila in Psochem, the Sugi of Zrizin Magdimin. Because that's all got to do with Mitzrayim. It's all got to do with Matzah. It's all La Fuki, the Indian of Chometz, and that's the Cheshek and the Zrizas, and that's the mitzvah that they got to show they didn't have a mitzvah. They had such Cheshek to do mitzvahs. The Rebbe Shalom gave them the Korban Pesach and the Dhamma Mila. The Chalal, the Oifan of Karbonas, was always an Indian that was Megala, the Ratzin of the Cheshik of Yidin. But Chilaho, you Ratzin, the Oil and Mekebesh. And the Beis HaMikdash was a Mokum where they used to run. The Beis HaMikdash was a Mokum where it says Koinim Zrizim Heim. Koinim Zrizim Heim means that the Koinim were Zoriz. It was a place where they wanted to do it. Ritzenenu. The Bracha of Avoideh is in Ritzei. The Bracha of Avoideh in the Beis HaMikdash is in Ritzei. Ritzei, that's the Ratzin. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokum where you Megala the Ratzin. The Oimek is that the burning of a Korban is the burning of the Nefesh of Bahamas. It's the same meaning of burning Chomets. When you bring up a korban on the Mizbeach, when you burn a korban on the Mizbeach, it's the same meaning that you're burning the Sarah Shavisa. Just like when you burn, just like when you get rid of chomet, you get this Mardik HaCheshek. When you burn a chomet, you burn a korban on the Mizbeach, you get this Mardik HaCheshek, Ratzin, to do the Ratzin Hashem. So B'Smidush is a mokum where you're burning Ke'ilu the Sarah Shavisa, you're burning up the Averis, you're burning up the Yetzaras. Memeil, as soon as you burn the Aver, as soon as there's no chometz anymore, it's Nizgala, Ritzoneinu, La'asas, Ritzonecha. So that's why the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of where they used to run. The Beis HaMikdash was a mokum where Ayuratzin, Koinim, Zrizimheim, because it's a mokum where the chometz got burnt. And as soon as the chometz is burnt, immediately it's Nizgala, Ritzoneinu, La'asas, Ritzonecha. It's not a new thing that you have to be, that's the chizik that comes out of this whole thing. It's not a new thing that you have to be ma'ore or ratzin for ratzin Hashem. It's there the whole time. Tzenein olazes ritzenecha is there the whole time. So Rishav Yis is ma'akev. You're going to burn chametz. You burn the chametz. When you burn the chametz, is then suddenly you feel the ritzenein. There's no ma'akev anymore. The So Rishav Yis is not there if you burn it. And maybe there's nizgala ritzenein olazes ritzenecha. That's perhaps the whole inyan of avoiding the Beis HaMikdash. Burning the So Rishav Yis. The first korban of where we see this, the attack of the korban Pesach, which they had to eat bechipazim, which they did bezrizus. Im psachim, the sugya where the kainim was rizim, is also a sugya im psachim. It's a sugya in Tobit, kilu in Tobit Nishchat, where it says so many korbanas, thousands, hundreds of thousands of korban psachim had to be bought, korbanas psachim had to be bought up in those few little hours in the afternoon after chatzos. And the Mishnah is Matayah, all the Kohenim stood in one row this way, and the Kohenim were under, the Bezicha, and they were throwing everything, and that's the Makor, Kilu, how much the Kohenim is Rizim him. Tafke by the Korban Pesach, which is the Makor of the Inyan of Rizim, because it's the Mokim that you, it's the Mokim, you have to Mimvai the Chometz, and then you bring up the Korban Pesach. Ein Be'er Chometz al Esrei, if you burn up the Soy Shav Isa, once you burn up the Soy Shav Isa, it's Nizgalar, it's Neinu, Nasus, Tzenecha, which is Nakim HaMitzvah, the Korban Pesach, which was Niskayim in a matzav where it was very clear that it's an enu lasas ritzinecha. First, the koinim was reason, and second of all, so it says that they went in three shifts, and they all shtipped to go into the first shift and the second shift. And the Mishnah says in Pesachim there that no oilam they used to sing halal b'shas akorim korban pesach, and the third shift never got to a hafti, whatever what Mishnah says there. Why? Because they were so zoris all the they were so shtupped to get into the first shift that first and second shift that there was never many yidin left for the third shift. It's all the same nekuda. We just burned the chametz. That's what we did in the morning. In the morning we burnt the Sar Shavisa. Once you burn the Sar Shavisa, what's left is Ritzenenu, last is Ritzenecha. Then we feel we want to run. And then when we're kind the Korban Pesach with the kind of his reason name, with the Yidden stooping into the first, and that Greek officer there, the Yavitz is Agodah Shel Pesach, the Tio that this Greek officer wrote. Is about the shtupping and about this and about that. They said that even if David HaMelech, even a Melech Yisrael would come to shtup him as well. It was Leibedik. It was a Leibedik Amatzav of Zerizas. So this all mamish comes together in a Moridic way. Once you burn the chometz, Oyel Abbas, Avoidkinus HaChometz, there's Bir HaChometz, there's a Bdikus HaChometz, there's Bir HaChometz, and then suddenly we feel we want to, but then suddenly we get into the Sugya of Zerizim Magdim and Amitzis also in the first period of Psoch. Because that's Psoch, that's Zerizas. Once you burn the chometz, there's no more Sarah Shabisa. So then, it's all Zrizus. It's all Zrizus. No more Sar Shav Isa. It's all Zrizus. Cheshek and the Rotzen, and that's the mitzvah of Mila, which is the mokum of Cheshek, which we channel the Cheshek to Kedusha through Mila, and that's the Indian of the Korban Pesach, the Korbanus, which the whole Korbanus was Megala, whole Korban was Megala. This Indian, whole Korban was Megala. This Indian. Mitzvah Achilles Korban Pesach, Al Teichlu Menim. You have to eat it at a soiva, you shouldn't break a bone. it's all about, you know, everyone's doing everything very fast and very zrizus. Like, you might break a bone, you might do this, take it easy, because that's really what the Korban Pesach is representing. And that's the mamish of Yelcha V'yasu. It's all one sugya. And that's the Yelcha V'yasu over there. Yelcha V'yasu. You didn't heard about it. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. No, let's go. 1 second. You still have 14 days until Yudalet, till Erev Pesach. You still have, you know, there's plenty of days still to go. But that's the whole Nakuda. That's the parasha. That's the parasha. Them is by Yid. By Yid, it's all an Indian of, it's all an Indian of Ritzenenu, Ritzenenu Lasses Ritzenecha. Ritzenenu Lasses Ritzenecha. Paroi is hafuch. Paroi is the opposite. The parasha begins, Ani ichbadati is liboy v'slev avodav. Ani ichbadati is liboy. What's the inyan of Ani ichbadati is liboy? What's the oimek of the inyan of Ani ichbadati is liboy v'slev avodav? But the answer is that Paroi is megale. He wanted to let the Eden out. Where's bechira? The inyan is that. The Paroi, Baruch Hashem, was machbed his leiv because he didn't really want to do Ratzon Hashem. He didn't really want to send the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. He was nenas, he was dusk. But what's his emes de garosin? His emes de garosin is not to do Ratzon Hashem. He's the faket, he's the meneah from Ritzenein of Lasses Ritzenah. He pulls us in a direction where he tells us to do everything which is faket, which is faket. He doesn't want to do Ratzon Hashem. He doesn't really want to do Ratzon Hashem. He says that he's going to let Eden out of Mitzrayim. I'm not going to let him because I know what his real Ratzon is. His real Ratzon is not to do Ratzon Hashem. His real Ratzon is not to let Eden out of Mitzrayim. Pasha's boy is Megala. The Oimek Ratzon of Klal Yisrael and the Oimek Ratzon of Paro Melech Mitzrayim of the Goyim. And that's Takawai Goy. He's Mahara to do now. He's Mahara to do an Avera. It's already called an Avera because that's what he really wants to do. No, but a Yid only wants to do Ratzon Hashem. That's the difference. That's how good for the chilik. That's how good for the chilik between the Yid and the Goy. So Ramela, that's Parsha's boy. Parsha begins with Paroi, Anich Badati is Liboy Vizleva Vodov. The Parsha begins with the Hachbed Lev, the Goy. And then the parasha continues with the Ritzenenu Lasses Ritzenecha of the Yid. Ritzenenu Lasses Ritzenecha of the Yid. That every Yid, one Vayelcha V'yasu, every Yid Bemis wants to do. Every Yid wants Bemis to only has one Ratzon and one Sheifa, and that is Ritzenenu Lasses Ritzenecha. And that's the whole Inyan of Pesach. That's the whole Inyan of the Yom Tovim. A Yid want to do Ratzon Hashem. Yid not excited to do Ratzon Hashem. Shloshim Yoyim Koydim Achag. Ready Shoylem Medoshim Hilchas Achag. Adarabba, we're getting ready for Chag. The Hachana by Chag is that's the Makor, where you have this Chiv of Shloshim Yom Koidim. Shloshim Yom Koidim shows what the Emes Tikkun Ratzon of the Yid is. And that's the Korbanos, and that's the whole Avoida, and that's the whole Beis HaMikdash is about. Also in the Beis HaMikdash, you had that Indian of Yakri Voisa L'Ritzoinoi. What's the Indian of Yakri Voisa L'Ritzoinoi in the beginning of Ayikra? Yakri Voisa Lamed Shekoifinoi. It says L'Ritzoinoi. Mishamigdash was mamish built on that nekuda. Koyfenoi sach yemeroitzani. But amaisa, once you koyfenoi sach, Mishamigdash is magale that the ritzenenu lasses. We really do want to do your ratzon. We really want to do the ratzon Hashem. Tifkai to the Mishamigdash is where our ratzon and the Rabban Shalom's ratzon met. Where it was nizgale mamish that the ritzenenu lasses ritzenecha. That was all nizgale in Parshas Bo Yemeira. Therefore, the goyim, they don't have. The goyim, they don't have a hope. Paroi doesn't really have a hope because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale what's really going on in your heart. So if you really want to do the Ratzon Hashem, you've got tikva and you'll get there. If you really don't want to do Ratzon Hashem, so then it won't help to show or to say that you want to do Ratzon Hashem because you won't want to. But Yid wants to do Ratzon Hashem. Parashas Bo is a parasha where Mitzrayim, the Sarish of Issa, is almost not there anymore. Arbe, Makab Arbe is Vechisa Zeina Oretz Vula Yuchal Liris is Oretz. Vechisa Zeina Oretz Vula Yuchal. It's not really there. It's not there anymore. Maka Choyshech, Mitzrayim is not there anymore. If there's no Soyish of Issa, and that's the parasha, that's Nizgale. That's the parasha, that's Nizgale. How much Klal Yisrael really wants to do, how connected, how Makusha Klal Yisrael is really with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Veda, that's Megala, this Nakuda. These weeks. We have to Megala, the weeks of Shavuot, we have to Megala what our Emes Tikkun Ratzon is. to Megala that the Emes Dika Rotzen is Ritzenenu Lassus Shenachom, and when the Yitzahar is get in, and when the Taiv is get in, we have to be Megala that our Emes Dika Rotzen is only to do Rotzen Hashem. We only want to do Rotzen Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever Ritzenus we have, it's all considered Sharis Sa'osha Be'isa. And in these parashas, Rabban Shalom gives every Yid the Koyach of throwing everything out. This sod is b'emes, this rotzon, and this sod is b'emes something that we have b'yerusha from the Ovis of Goshe. This is something that we have b'yerusha from the Ovis of Goshe. Because it's yidua what Sfarim say, that Ovis is the lashon of rotzon. Like it says by Bilam, v'lei ova is the inyan of rotzon. Sfarim HaKadoshim say that in Parshas Va'era, where it says Va'era El Ha'avos, Va'era El Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Rashi says Va'era El Ha'avos, and Sfarim say that Avos, Va'era El Avos means it's Rotzen. Avos is the Indian of Rotzen, which means that the Avos HaKadoshim planted in us, the Koyach of Rotzen, the Koyach of Rotzenenu Lasas Rotzenach. The Avos HaKadoshim, their whole cheshek was to do Rotzen Hashem. We said before that the mitzvah of Mila is the mitzvah that brings this out. Avraham Avinu, the first mitzvah that he was mamish nitztava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the mitzvah of Mila. And Avraham is called Avraham. Av is Lashon Ava, is Lashon Ratzon. Rom is Gehoibim. Avraham means he had Gehoibim Eretzoinus. Avraham, he had Gehoibim Eretzoinus. And Ova is Bechal, is that Inyan. So the Eirel Avram El Yitzchak El Yaakov, the only Indian of the Ovis Agdoshim is the Koyach. That's where it's inbuilt in us, the Ritzenenu Lasses Ritzenecha. Because of them, because they're our Ovis, and Ovis is Loshen Ratzon, and their Ritzenus were Hecha Ritzenus, Avram, Roimim Mistika Ritzenus that they had, and they planted, Mais Ovis and Abon, and they planted these Mardika Ritzenus that they had. That's why also Zrizim Magdimin in that Sugya is from Avram Avinu. Sugya in Psochem, Zrizim Magdimin brings a Raya from Avram Avinu. The Yashkim Avram Avoyke, but it's inin of learn from Avram, because Rizas means that you have the Rotzen to do it. Rotzen is Meloshen Av, and Avram Avinu is the one which is Megala that he has Avram Reimim Mistika Av, Reimim Mistika Ritzoinus. So Yidden have Reimim Mistika Ritzoinus from Avos Hakadoshim. Sefer Bereishis is a sefer of Avos. Sefer Bereishis is a sefer where it was imprinted in us the Ritzoinus, the Yiddish Ritzoinus, that all the Yiddish Ritzoinus is to do Ritzoinus and last is Ritzinecha. Mitzrayim, Sefer Shmos begins Mitzrayim, where Mitzrayim is like the Sar Shabisa that's around the Ritzenenu Lasses Ritzenecha. And therefore, in Sefer Shmos, it has to be Megala, the Indian of Makin Oysa, Shema Ritzani. Mak Oysa, until the Ovis, until that's why by Yitzis Mitzrayim, we keep mentioning the Ovis by Mitzrayim, by Yitzis Mitzrayim, because that's where we're heading for. That's where the Iker Ritzoinus of the Yid is. The Iker Ritzoinus of the Yid that comes from the Ovis. And that's where the Korban Pesach, that corresponded to the Rotzen of Kedusha by the Yidin, says, Ish Seh LeBeis Ovis, Seh LeBeis. It's a Seh LeBeis Ovis, it's a Seh to the Beis Av. The Beis Av is the Beis of Rotzen. The Beis HaMikdash was also, the Beis HaMikdash was a Mokum of Rotzen. The Beis HaMikdash was a Mokum of Ritzenenu Lasses Ritzenach. So that was B'schus the Ovis HaGdoshim. In Mitzrayim, when that was beaten out through the Esa Makis, then the Yidin were able to continue and to be Megala the Ritzenenu. And that's Be'ikah by Yitzis Mitzrayim. By Yitzis Mitzrayim, the whole Inyan of we left Bechipazon that we said before. And the Inyan of Lechtech, Achar Eba Midbo, Be'eretz Le'ezerua, where we showed that we just want to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know where, we don't know what, we don't know where the Rabban Shalom is taking us. We just want to follow the Rabban Shalom. That Nakuda, that we just want to follow Hashem. That's all we want to do. Follow the Rabban Shalom. That's Nizgala. That's all Inyan of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Chodesh Aviv. Has to be Chal in the Chodesh Aviv. Chodesh Aviv is Miloshen Av, and Av is Miloshen Ratzen. It's the Chodesh. It's the Tekufa of Aviv. The Kedusha. The Tekufa of Ritzoinus. And that's why persons have to be very careful, because we know the Kedusha. We start saying Pirkei Avos then by Pesach, and it's brought down in the Mefarshim. And the Samba, the Aviv is where a person has Taivas and Ritzoinus, and that's where they recite to say Pirkei Avos and Dafka Deka Pirkei Avos. Because it's Zman of Oviv. Zman of Oviv is a man that's Mo'er Ritzoinus. And we have to be Megala during that period what our Ritzoinus are. Ritzoneinu Lasses Ritzenecha. And that's through the Yom Tov Pesach, through the Korban Pesach, and through the Mila, and through everything. And that's why also there's an inyan of Minig, Mokum Shenagu, Perikim Sochim. It's not a halacha. We're not just doing dry halacha. We want to be moisif, and people are machme on. Even people are not machme the whole year on certain inyanim. It comes before Pesach, they're machme. We're trying to go the Fnim Mishur Sadin. We're trying to do everything around the Chag HaPesach to be Megala, to Megala this Oymek HaRotzen, to Megala this Rotzen. And the Hebrew Helfen of Hashem, she was able to burn up the Sayyid Shabi Isa, she was able to raise Hashem's Barak to Yahala, and the Ritzenenu, Ritzei, Hashem and Akinu, Ba'am Chisra, 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 to be Samigdash HaShlishi, to be Oilem V'Rotzen V'Kevesh, to see the Koinem Zrizim Heim, and to be Zaraz in all Inyanam of Avodas Hashem, V'Meher of Yomeinu, Amen. Okay.
That has a Yid from that Pesach time, so they burn the Eitzar and the Sar Shavisa to get to that rhythm.
The Korban, I mean, now, but does Van Shavisa make the Shkayim or nowadays?
Nowadays, in everyday life.
Yeah. He's got to give his Yitzhar Makkas. Until Achei Meretzani. Makkas means that months upon a time the Tak used to do Sigufim. But nowadays it's all the nyanim that are hard for a person, the person's koshim, that the battles that he has to work on, you know, to break those things, the person's got to work hard, you know, to all the different methods to break those things. But
as much as he breaks it, the rest will come out.
That's right. That's the nakuda. The more you makir the ra, the more other. That's the whole chizuk. The whole chizuk is one doesn't need to create a rotzim. That's the. You don't need to create a Ratzon Hashem. You don't need to create a Ratzon to do Ratzon Hashem. It's all there, just being covered over. A person who's obviously in all inyanim decides to become more of a Zoriz in all his inyanim. So a person comes as Zoriz in all inyanim automatically, and Adam is Nimshach Vipo Loisov, and then he's Ma'ayir this Ratzon and his Ratzonis. Yeah.